Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to my Clear the Air episode. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you done missed some shit, okay? Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Today's episode is a Clear the Air episode. It was actually very unexpected. I didn't think I was going to be recording or dropping an episode, but y'all already know, my Clear the Air, just like all my episodes, they are inspired by true events in my life, and I really felt the need I had to say some things today. Okay. Before I get into today's topic though, quick announcement. I will be back with the rest of season 2 starting February. I will be having Rue and the crew join me for that opening episode, which will be dropping, like I said, early February. So yes, I will be back with episodes, kind of bring you guys back with some consistency and stuff. You know, I definitely appreciate, you know, everybody that's been replaying episodes, giving me feedback and understanding this little break that I needed. But like I said, as always, I'm here to drop an episode if I have something to say. And your girl got something to say. Okay. Now, as you can see from today's title of the episode, because they are all talk, honey, we are going to be talking about actions speaking louder than words. As said once by Mr. Mark Twain, okay? Now, let's get into it. How many times has a friend, family member, or maybe your partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatevers y'all call them these days, told you one thing, but then shown you something else? How many times have we justified the actions of these people because of the spoken word bullshit that they presented? Okay, well today, I'm here to drop a couple of gems for y'all. Today, I'm going to take the time out to break down why it's important for us to see the truth in a person's actions rather than their words. Now, I've encountered plenty of people in my life, you know, to know the art of trust. And while trust has many layers, okay, what for me creates a concrete foundation in trust with people is simply their words aligning with their actions. Now, I don't have a specific breakdown or countdown for you guys today. This is more so of a rant, vent, whatever you want to call it. Just to kind of be clear too, you know, a lot of these things, again, are from personal experiences, from things I've heard from people. And then more importantly, these are just my interpretations, my perspective, my opinion of how I choose to handle things. And as always, you know, if you guys find any, you know, thing that you could relate to me for, that you think it's helping you in your journey, that's dope as fuck. If not, hey, it doesn't. Okay. So with that said, you know, when it comes to trust and when it comes to having people in my space, you know, I have a list of boundaries that I could go on for days with y'all, and I'm not gonna do that. I have a list of deal breakers that I'm not gonna go through that. But the biggest thing for me is with trust, when it comes to trusting people, because again, to be in my presence, to be in my space is a privilege. And when I allow people in my space and when I open up to these people, I have expectations. I have responsibilities to them and they have responsibilities to me. Therefore, the biggest thing for me, that their actions are aligning with their words. I mean, growing up, I have been victim to nothing but disappointment, broken promises of people's words not aligning with their actions. And you get to a certain point in your life, you know, after you've gone through the process of self-love, you know, your self-awareness, your self-knowledge, that then you say, I know what I'm going to accept and what I'm not going to accept. But again, if I'm going to have someone in my space, and this is on various levels of friendships, various levels of family members, and various levels of if you're my partner in a relationship, that yes, those things need to align. So with that said, for like friendships, for example, you know, I have had friends who will say they're gonna show up to certain events for me, or that they're gonna be supportive, or that they're gonna call and check in on me, only to be met with zero counters occurring. And, you know, often I used to say, well, why? You know, and the conclusion I've come to is because they're all fucking talk. You know, just like with family members, you know, I've been met with reassurance of changed behavior, promises to acknowledge my boundaries, To be more supportive of me, to be there, or even just to be a more positive contributing factor to my space, only to be met with the same behavior, the same vibe, the same energy. And again, we have to ask why, and it's because they're all talk. Just like in my relationships with men, I've experienced situations where words spoke intentions, but their actions spoke deception. And again, why? Because they're all talk. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion that when our words are not aligned with our actions, that there's a term, there's a couple of terms for this, okay? You know, the first term is that this is a revealed preference. These are revealed priorities. And more importantly, these are revealed intentions, okay? You know, we've managed our entire lives being taught to trust by believing the words that we hear, because first comes words, then actions, right? Yet, when the actions do not align with the words, why do we choose to ignore the behavior and continue to believe the words? Why? I really need to know that. You know, in the past for me, I wanted to believe that the expression of one's words should supersede the bullshit in the actions that I saw. And I think that comes from a space and a place of lack of self-love, because when you don't love yourself and you don't value yourself to the highest regard, you're gonna fool yourself into believing whatever you hear, despite the fact that it's right there in front of you with one's actions. And it's a tough pill to swallow, you know what I mean? And I think it takes time, it takes practice, you know what I mean? And it takes reassurance of yourself to be like, I can't accept that, you know? And it's like, if you're going through this pattern of the same outcome of their words are nice, their words are believable, but then their actions are not, okay? And then we have the outcome of hurt and the reassurance of, well, no, this is what I meant. This is why I did what I did. No, I disagree. I'm not doing that. And it took me a lot of time to deal with that. And I think for me, it started at a younger age. You know, I thought growing up, like, you know, my parents could get away with saying things and then not meaning what they say. You know, and this is actually especially more truth in the relationship I have with my father. You know, my father has never been present in my life. You know, my mom, and I think I've said this before, my mom used to say that he, you know, he treats us like a Hallmark card, because, you know, when it's your birthday, he'll call you, that's it. You know, if it's maybe Christmas, he'll call you, that's it. And, you know, he has not been present ever. You know, he can talk a good game. And it's funny because even when it was the start of the new year, it was New Year's Eve, he had sent me a text message, y'all. And he dead was like, you know, he wants to fix things. You know, he wants to have resolution, blah, blah, blah. Talking a good game. But it's like, my mans, I done seen this talk not align with your actions for 30 years. And at some point you have to say, I'm not buying it. You know what I mean? So it's like, you could talk the talk, but you can't walk the walk. You know, I know it sounds very old school cliche, but that's just what it is. And again, I've learned that, you know, through finding myself and loving myself, that I don't have to tolerate that. I don't have to deal with people who talk a good game, but then they can't fucking act out the game that they're fucking out here plotting around for. No, I don't need to do that. Absolutely not. Okay. So another example too is, like, recently I went through a situation with someone who felt that despite their actions were not aligning with their words, that I have the right to ask for clarification. And because I'm asking for the clarification, that should then give me, I guess, more insights to why the action is not aligning with the words. And for me, I find this troubling, because if our words are spoken with such certainty, why must our actions require an extra step of clarity if they should already reflect what the fuck we're saying, okay? And I'm gonna give y'all a couple of different examples, and so y'all can kind of understand, you know, the severity of this. If I set a goal to create a podcast, which I've already done since last year, right? What good is this verbal goal if there's no action to match it? How can we sit here and say we want to become healthier physically, right, without having a lifestyle change? How do you want to be a singer or a rapper if you've never gone into the booth? More importantly, how do you want to become a doctor without going to med school? Do you see how our words must align our actions? I don't want to sit here and say I want to have a podcast, but then I don't buy the equipment to do that, to plan my episodes, to record. No, I'm going to speak it and then I'm going to do it. And they're both going to be the same damn thing. And that is what's really important and valuable when we're creating these relationships with people, when we're allowing people in our space. I'm not going to sit here and be one that's going to speak and talk a good game. I'm going to play the game. I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to play it. And that's what we got to do. You know, and I think, you know, for me, and this is just a me thing, it's important for us, or at least for me, to understand that if we are encountering individuals who lack this skill set, or who feel like this goal is unattainable or unreasonable, or just fucking straight refuses to do it, that you have to know and understand that their behavior and their choices are revealing a deeper truth. It's like, and I think this is the number one thing a lot of people go through in relationships, is infidelity. If you have a guy who says, I will never cheat on you, but then is partaking in behaviors that look like cheating, honey, he's cheating. I'm fucking saying. It's that simple. But because we are taught and we are fucking wired to believe people's expressions and words, we ignore that behavior. And it's not cool. I'm sorry. I cannot sit there and be putting people who I love, whether it's a friend, family member, or significant other, in a situation that calls them to question my motive and intentions because of my actions. If I say I love you down, I'm going to be there for you. And when the time of need occurs, I'm going to be there for you. And get aligning with each other. Are y'all catching my drift? I hope so. Okay. Now, what happens when you're on the receiving end of this bullshit, right? And it gets tough because you're invested, you're knee deep in emotions with this person or these group of people. A lot of people are like, well, what do I do? You know, couple different options, of course. You know, obviously, one, we can wait for change. You know, I am a firm believer in giving people an opportunity to change. But, if a person, now this is where deal breakers come in. If a person has or lacks the ability or does not want to have the ability to change, hell fucking no, am I gonna sit here and go against you on wanting to change? See, change is a thing that they have to want for themselves. And a lot of people think that, well, if I mold them and shit and treat them like Play-Doh, that they gonna move how I want them to move. No, okay. I'm not molding anybody. Nobody's cookie cutter bullshit over here, okay. With that said, if people are actively wanting to change and they are coming to you with that open heart, open mind, and full understanding that, okay, yep, this has to happen, cool. But sometimes, you know, we have our own ideologies where we're like, well, this is just how I move. This is how I am. Like, I'm fixated on that. Therefore, this is me. Like, this is what you have to be accepting to. And it's like, if it's a deal breaker for you, nah, it does not have to be. And when it comes to ideologies and when people have those firm beliefs of things, at that point, you know, if it goes against your own beliefs, you gotta choose you, always. And I think people have to, you know, be clear about that. You know, my biggest thing is this, is that if I'm bringing something to someone and, you know, if you're approaching me in a way that it's like, well, this is how I am, this is how I feel, and I'm fixated on that, so, and I gave you explanation, so therefore this should suffice. No. Absolutely not. I disagree. And I think people kind of forget a bit that this type of situation, you know, with your actions speaking louder than your words or your actions aligning with your words, it's very, very simple. Say what you're gonna do and do what you say. It's simple. There's no gray area in that. It's very simple. And I think this is where a lot of people in life, they fail. They fail at the goals that they make. They fail at the relationships that they create. They fail at loving themselves. Why? Because nobody wants to do what's fucking simple. Shit don't gotta be complicated in life. It really does not. And if it becomes fucking complicated, guess what you get to do with complication? Cut the motherfucker out. Period. It's really fucking simple. And it frustrates me because it's like, y'all have to understand, like, I'm so tired of people walking around having these expectations that because they're choosing to complicate something so simple that I'm supposed to be okay with it. No. And it's just frustrating. That's all. It frustrates the fuck out of me, y'all. Just saying. Okay. And the thing is, you know, kind of going back a little bit is that, you know, we have our boundaries and we have our deal breakers in place, right? For your own self-care. You know, we spent a lot of time, okay? And this is to my people out here who's been on that self-healing journey. We spent a lot of time in our life learning from our past mistakes to know what's acceptable and unacceptable in this thing called relationships and love. Therefore, if shit is not aligning and it's starting to cross the lines of your boundaries, if it's starting to lead into a deal breaker, then you need to figure out and say, you know what? This is affecting my self-care. I can't. And rather than arguing with yourself over why does this person continue to put me in a mental state to justify or make sense of their actions that fail to align with their words, walk the fuck away. The discern is that this is a real preference. It's already been revealed. What other signs do we fucking need? Seriously, stop questioning your sanity or asking yourself, why do I continue to find myself in situations as such with people failing to align their words with their actions? Instead, and I'm keeping it real with y'all, instead, you need to start asking yourself, what about the level of inconsistency and uncertainty is so gratifying to you? Okay, let me ask this question again. What about the level of inconsistency and uncertainty is so gratifying to you? You have to ask yourself that. Because if you continue to put up with that shit, why do you fucking like it? Why? And I'm keeping it real. People stay in shitty situations because why? They lack self-love. People accept the bottom of the barrel because why? They lack self-love. People will sit there and enjoy this level of inconsistency and uncertainty because why? They don't have self-love. And you have to love yourself because why? Self-love is a real fucking thing. And when you fucking find that, you know what you're gonna accept. You know what's gonna be consistent to you. You know what's gonna be certain for you. And you can't let nobody take that from you. Now, my word of advice to the individuals who are lacking this skill or who are even possibly unaware of it, you have to place yourself in the shoes of the other person. You have to take a back seat from your perspective and ask yourself, why am I consistently having to explain my actions? Why am I comfortable with explaining my actions? And more importantly, why are they not aligning with my words? Because if you have a conversation with someone and you sit there and you break down expectations, responsibilities, etc., but then your actions are not matching those expectations and responsibilities, that it requires further explanation. It's time to look within yourself and say, well, why is this not aligning? And it's a real question, you know? And like I said, I am guilty. And let me be clear here. I am not perfect, okay? I have done trillions of things probably in this lifetime. And even currently, who knows, to not fucking have my words align with my actions. Okay, I'm guilty. Guilty of it. And I can own that. But when it comes to certain things that I feel like when it comes to commitments to people, I fucking show face all the time. Like, I don't fold when it comes to that. And I feel like I would never sit there and put anyone in a questionable situation where they have to question my loyalty, my respect for them, okay, or my love for them. It's only when people are not reciprocating that to me that I'm like, oh, I can't show face anymore. But I have been guilty in the past. I have been probably guilty currently. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm not. And, you know, I will take a step back and I will sit back and say, you know, well, what can I do better to really make sure that I mean what I say and say what I mean? You know, but again, you know, people can tolerate only what they can tolerate. And if it starts to supersede your self-love, it's a problem. More importantly, when words and actions align, the need for clarity is unneeded. Because what's understood is already explained through our actions. So, for 2020, y'all, let us start when we speak our words. Let us act on those words. Let them align. Let us mean what the fuck we say and say what we mean. Because then we won't have that gray area. There won't be confusion in no relationships with people. There won't be confusion in our goals. We won't sit back 6 months later from now and say, well, why wasn't I able to achieve X? Why? Because your actions weren't aligned with your words. So let's get it together. Okay. But I hope you guys enjoyed this Clear the Air today. I know it was unexpected. I definitely appreciate the love and support. Feel free to drop me a voice message, DM me on IG at Sipsy at the Bodega. Okay. Or on Snapchat, of course. And I will catch you guys in February for episode 11. Bye, guys.